welcome aboard on this Thursday, the 6th day of August. Already reached the 219th day of the year with only 147 left to go. And I hope you've had a great day today thus far. Thank you for being with us for this time together. And certainly we'll get to some things here in a moment, the traffic and the rain and all that, and see what's going on. But let's start out by thanking some folks today. We want to say thank you to the sponsors of AM 720 WGCR, being sponsored by Patrick and Michelle Owen in honor of 26 years of marriage today. We say thank you to the Owens. Thank you so much for sponsoring today right here at WGCR AM, and congratulations on 26 years of marriage. May the Lord give you many, many more. FM 94.9 of the Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network, which includes WGCR.net, the preaching music, and the video channels, being sponsored by Derek and Chrissy Williams in honor of the Lord bringing joy in the morning by sending them their second rainbow baby. We say thank you also to Williams for sponsoring the FM and the network, and say, yes, congratulations. We know the joy of the Lord in children, and I know how quick they grow up. So every time I do birthdays, I say it ain't so. And so, speaking of birthdays, happy birthdays going out today to Mr. Robert Wolf. You've had a good day today. Mary Brown had a birthday today. Chloe Bryant, how about that, had a birthday today. Jill Whitlock, George Rush, Mr. Rush, good to hear your name there. And Miss Abigail Williams turned 2 today. 2 today. How about that? So that is probably the good news that they were talking about. Hopefully she got her fingers all in kind side cake and everything else and enjoyed that with the intensity. It's funny because, you know, you think it's cute and then it's not cute after that. And then you tell them, you know, you're not supposed to do that with food. So we do send some mixed messages sometimes, don't we? Goodness. Well, the observations at the station today was a high of 85 and a low of 60 and 0.46 inches of rain, which, again, they take it a different time zone than I do. I'm not showing any rain here since midnight, but we did have a high today up around 86. And right now we're looking at 83 degrees after a low this morning of 63 here in the newsroom. So glad to have you with us today. I don't think the showers are near the capacity of yesterday. There, a while ago, there was some pretty good ones. And in the upstate, there's been some actual thunderstorm warnings. But as far as up into Transylvania, Jackson, Henderson, Buncombe, we've not had a whole lot going on right now. There is a good-sized cell right now that is over, let's see here, mostly up in the forest, south of Waynesville and north of, let's see here, north of Rosman. Then we'll look at Hendersonville, and it's actually down on the eastern slope coming out 64, and there's a big cell just before you get down to 74A there and Highway 9, and we're looking at the Chimney Rock area. That then it clears back up, so we don't see too much going on there. A lot of the big activity right now is down in Marion and up through Bakersville, up into the northern mountains, and up into Banner Elk, Jefferson, those areas getting some pretty strong cells. And then over in the Tri-Cities, Johnson City is getting some pretty good rain. Unicoi County and down into the area of that the Cherokee National Forest. That seems to be where a lot of it is. Now, the upstate is looking pretty good right now. However, there is a cell coming out of Georgia crossing Hartwell, and it looks like if it maintains, it'll make it into Anderson. So we'll have to see what that cell does. But not too bad, not too bad at all today. The weatherman finally has changed a little bit. I've been saying, as I've been reading the actual forecast for the Brevard area from the National Weather Service, you know, 50-60% chance of rain over the weekend. But everything that I've been looking at was saying around 20%. Well, they have now sent it down to Saturday down to a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny. And that's what I'd been seeing. So that got changed. But tonight, we'll go back and we got showers likely. So still a possibility of a thunderstorm before 7 p.m. and then scattered before things diminish. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And then Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely. And it's supposed to be a pretty much bigger day tomorrow in the thunderstorm realm. They're saying chance of precipitation 60%, a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible wherever a thunderstorm parks and sets down. And we never know exactly where those are going to pop up. So I was watching. I've been trying to do some future casting where they think it's going to go, when they think it's going to really bubble up. And it always starts in the afternoon, but it's the late afternoon, around 4 o'clock. So give or take 30 minutes there, that it kind of just swells up in that heat of the day. So tomorrow, beware that is in the forecast. We've seen that yesterday, the day before, but I think it's going to be a little bit worse tomorrow. And it looks like the weekend's going to be down to 20 to 30% chance of rain with some sunny skies. So it looks like the weekend might be better than what we've seen. And then we start back with showers and thunderstorms, and it runs through Thursday. It's August. It's where we're at so what we see. And I can remember some Augusts and some Julys in the past, in the years that we lived here, that we've had no rain. We've seen things burn up, so things have been green. We're certainly grateful for that. Well, let's take a look at the traffic, and we do have issues to deal with today. And first of all, the good news is the gorge is looking good. In fact, I-40, once you get past 23 there, you're just clear sailing all the way down. It looks good. When we are coming in out of the new 26 onto 240 to head towards Malfunction Junction, that there across the Jeff Bowen Bridge is slowed pretty good all the way as it continues on what continues to be the continuation of Patton Avenue. When you split off on 240 and you make that curve and stay on 240, it clears up. Things are looking good. When you come off of Malfunction Junction, just a tiny slowdown there, not much. And it looks good as you're headed towards Hendersonville, except a little bit of a patch crossing the French Broad River. And then it clears up, and then it does it again right before Long Shoals Road and goes all the way down to the airport before that stops. Now, coming back the other direction towards Asheville, which is westbound, once you pass the airport and headed towards Long Shoals Road, a little over halfway to Long Shoals Road, you're going to slow down significantly, probably down to about 25, 30 miles an hour. And it's going to stay that way all the way up to Brevard Road. So that's the big slowdown there. And probably construction is what that's all about. Sweeten Creek Road, you have northbound some issues starting down about, near the area of Rush Farmham Road, and it goes all the way almost to Mills Gap. Then there is a tremendous slow down in the eastbound lane of Mills Gap Road. When you come off of 25, you get by the Ace Hardware. It is there all the way down to the Market Center is stop and go. Very, very, very slow through there today compared to what we have seen. Also, 191 from coming out of the Asheville Outlet Malls towards the Blue Ridge Parkway. Once you get towards the Blue Ridge Parkway, both directions is slow. And then it goes on past Clayton Road. In fact, Clayton Road's kind of backed up down into the area of Ashley Creek Recreational Park there. And then it starts up again right at the split. So coming in there with Vista Road. So that is real slow going this afternoon as well. The downtown is not near as bad as it's been in the past. So that's very good news. And then 240 up the top of the city core is slowed down before Town Mountain Road overpass. And it's that way all the way past Montford Avenue. So there's the biggest bulk of the traffic issues. In Hendersonville, it's the normal Four Seasons Boulevard out by the mall and then over by the Walmart Supercenter. Brevard, you got some slowdowns in the downtown area near 276. Other than that, things really don't look near as bad as what we've been seeing, but I-26 does have some pretty good issues. We have an accident that is in the area of 85 in Greenville. And a while ago, I saw a camera view of it, and it was really not moving. So we're going to take another look here and see what the backup looks like. I think things are trying to get better there, but let's see what our camera view shows here. I think we're getting to, I think we're clearing it up. We're getting it to move a little bit. Okay. No, it's still slow going. I went below it. It was moving, but above it, it's not. Mile marker 57. It is still really, it is moving. It's moving probably by looking at it. I'm guessing about 20, 25 mile an hour. So I think they're getting that clear and hopefully they'll get things back up and running smoothly here pretty quickly. We're also looking at Spartanburg, and actually you look pretty good. Some of the secondary roads have some issues, but you look actually pretty good right now in the Spartanburg area. So that's good news there. So that does it for the traffic realm and the weather. Hopefully you won't get down in one of those downpours, but they're very limited today. That is really, really good news. Well, let's start off. We've been through prayer time and drive time and also swap shop. Miss Christie has mentioned about Joanna and had her surgery, which she had today. And so the good news is the doctor said everything went according to plan. He could not have asked for it to go any better. So she is in recovery. And so that still a waiting period, but we're praying that she will get into a room so that her husband can see her before they have visitor hours over with. So, but we're rejoicing with that. Thank you for praying. And I know that Miss Sister Christie appreciates all your prayers. And, you know, sick, when you talk about any surgery that lasts 6 hours, you know, that's a pretty, I've been very fortunate. I believe memory serves. I've only had two surgeries. I don't remember a whole lot about how long I was in the hospital or anything, but I do remember was going out for the surgery and they were going to take my tonsils out. And I remember when I was coming back from going out, I thought I was still going out because that was the last thing I remembered. But I realized every time I swallowed, it hurt. And I said, well, something's different. And so, yeah, what we found out was that I was coming out of everything and not, and that wasn't a long surgery. And then I had a outpatient surgery, up at what it was called Park Ridge. And, I had orthoscopic knee surgery and they put three holes in my leg and went in one with a camera and I guess the instruments, for a torn meniscus. And that wasn't like that kind of long, but I can remember as a pastor, how many times I sat in a waiting room with family while they would do back in the day when they did a lot more before the stents got where they could use them better, open heart surgeries that would last, you know, for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And, one of the things that in my studying and learning about Dr. Ben Carson, who, was the leading neurologist at Johns Hopkins, was, he was the first person to separate Siamese twins joined at the head because they share organs and things. And, the problem was you could save one, but the other one would bleed out. And he came up with this method of stopping the baby's hearts for an hour. They could do that, in a baby for some reason for an hour without damage to stop the blood from pumping. And so they trained, they had teams, they had tape on the floor and they trained, but that I can't remember. I know it was 20 something hours. Can you imagine parents who've come from another country because this is the doctor says he's going to try it. No one else would even try it. And they didn't want to choose between the two. And, and it's interesting because they did a movie of him, and in that surgery, when he was finally done, he comes out to the parents and says, which baby do you want to hold first? After something like 20, I wish I could remember if it was 22, 23, 24 hours. I don't remember. Can you imagine waiting that long for some kind of an answer to something? So, yeah, what an incredible thing it is when you have to wait and you wait and you wait. And time seems to go fast until you're waiting on something like news that you want to hear. And then it just seems like it slows way down. So we're grateful. That's two major back surgeries, Pastor Barton and Miss Joanna. And we're grateful. Also, one lady that we were praying for that had some heart valve surgery and all, if I understood right, has been stepped down from the ICU down to the next level. So we're glad to hear that. Always glad to hear the praise reports. Well, the things that have been happening a little bit, I've been just kind of keeping track and I haven't said much, but I was looking at, okay, I was just wondering, actually I got sidetracked. I just remembered, I wanted to make sure I was getting text. I don't always get them all. I got two yesterday, so if somebody else sent one besides the two I got, but I did get one, so I'm grateful for that. Again, the text line 577-1296, 828-577-1296. And for those of you joining us by way of AM, FM, the network, or Facebook Live, thank you for being with us today. There is a Bible verse we're going to look at. And I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to go back at the end of this. It says, we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Now, I was looking, and this caught my eye back not too long ago. In fact, it was, I think, the 3rd of August. So it's not been, but there is a fire they're calling the Apple Fire out in California. It's burning in parts of Riverside and San Bernardino counties. And as of that day, it had grown to 20,516 acres and was 5% contained. I don't have an update here. So we'll see if I can find one. But they had more than 2,000 battling the fire. And they had more than 7,000 people evacuate. And they say that the cause of the blaze remains under investigation. But I read somewhere that they believe it might be deliberately set. So, yeah, that is just hard to imagine. But that is what they were saying. The creation that God made was perfect. Now you got part of God's creation burning up. We saw that there was a lot more damage from the hurricane when it made landfall in the eastern part of North Carolina, but in two counties in particular, Brunswick and Bertie County, where in Bertie County they had two that were killed and several, I think 14 it was, that were injured, which what they now are saying is an EF3 tornado, saying that it had between 140 and 145 mile an hour winds when it went through, leveling mobile homes and stick built homes, and leaving quite a mess there. And then the storm surge where it hit in Brunswick County and Ocean Isle, that area has got the storm surge damage, but they had four fires. Well, today they had two more. So that was kind of a shocking thing to see that happen. Then the other day, they've come out with news that is very interesting. In Beirut, there was an explosion. And when it first happened, what people were saying was, you know, could it be some kind of terrorist attack? Could it be Israel? Well, now they're linking it to a Russian ship that they called a floating bomb. Now, this is what's interesting. The ship has been there for 7 years. And this thing killed, I don't know what the newest number is. It was as of this morning. They said 135 and injured some 5,000 more. And they said this Russian ship was docked in the city's port for nearly 7 years without appropriate security precautions that officials warned was a floating bomb. The Russian vessel carried our agriculture furniture. Wow. Let's try that again. Agricultural fertilizer. There we go. With 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate. Yeah. It was en route to Mozambique when it hit a financial snag and docked in Beirut port in 2013. This according to legal documents and Lebanese officials that comes out of the Washington Post. So they think that's what caused that whole thing and the explosion to happen and rocked that area. And my soul, look at what in the world that would have done over there. It is rattling the mushroom clouds and all of those things. And let me just digress here. A texter saying, can you guess when the warehouse might open again? Okay, I am not going to say anything official. I know that at the end of last week that we had said on Swap Shop it would be open the normal times, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I don't know if Miss Brianna knows, if the warehouse knows. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe someone that is listening that's part of the warehouse could maybe let me know and we could answer that question. So I just don't have the answer with me right at the moment. Then let's see here. Let's come over here. And this was interesting as well. since we're talking about bombings, this was, what was the date on this? Give me a date. Yesterday. Okay. The 75th anniversary of the bombing at Hiroshima, or Hiroshima, whichever you say. And so the first atomic bombing ever was 75 years ago, yesterday. So that sparked the nuclear age. Now, I'm not going to say this dogmatically, or even that I know it. I was hoping it would be in here, in this article, but it's not. But if I'm not mistaken, the technology and all for that was developed over in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. That's where that occurred. But yeah, that was the game changer when it came to the war. So that a lot of water's going under the bridge then, but boy, those of us that lived a long time, we remember things like who's got their finger on the button and having to go into shelters and have shelter drills, and where there's no shelters like in South Florida, because it's on a tomato patch down in South Florida, you know, you go into your mode of under desk or whatever. And so we had all kinds of things that we did, and it was all because of the nuclear threats that were coming, and they're getting more and more and more. And now we're dealing with you know, North Korea, Iran, and so it gets and before I got saved, I, you know, it was a strange thing, but once I got saved, the Bible makes it clear the elements are going to melt. Just also know that the timing is I won't be here. So that's the good news for that. Then this past weekend in Chicago, 9 dead, 25 wounded, including a boy who was an unintended target. Well, you go shooting in the street, what do you think you're going to hit? And so we had that. And then today I did multiple stories in the Asheville area on random shootings, driving by and shooting into houses, shooting into cars. I do them many quite routinely in the upstate news. And, you know, this earth is under a curse, and the earth is groaning because it wants to be relieved from the curse that it's under. And we just had the hurricane. Now, this season has been so active that the experts in Colorado State say this may be the busiest year since Katrina. Think about that. And so they have come out and said that we're looking at the possibility. This is what they're calling for now. And this is not the National Weather Service or National Hurricane Center. This is Colorado State University that does a lot of these things as well. They're calling for 24 named storms, 12 of which they say are expected to become hurricanes, 5 becoming major hurricanes, which are Category 3 or higher. We just saw quite a bit of damage with a Category 1 at 85 mile an hour. So the earth continues to groan. So they're predicting 24. The average is 12. We've had 9 so far. And we're just now getting into the 2 months that have the most, which is August and September. And I always hated it in Florida, because in Florida, you just never knew it was going to go. And the thing about Ocala, the state of Florida kind of dents in a little bit, and Ocala is in that. So from where I lived in the forest out to the Atlantic Ocean was 55 miles. From where I lived out to the Gulf would have been a little longer than that, but not by a lot. So if it would come up the East Coast, we would get storms and winds, but we wouldn't get the bad side of the storm. And as long as it didn't cut inland and kept going, we would usually fare much better. But if it came up the Gulf side, it put us on the bad side of the storm. And then you also have, because of inland and the heat, the tornadoes. And then there are times when it will cut across, like Charlie did, or Irma, which came down at the very bottom of the state in the middle and went straight up the middle. And I was watching it until about 8:20 as it was continuing to come our way. And that's when the power went out. And so I could no longer watch it. I had to listen to radio. And then it was on us. And then I just listened to it doing the damage outside with the trees. So they are definitely churn things up, and in the process, the earth is groaning because of the curse that it is under. It wants to be out from underneath that curse. And we see these kind of things all the time. It is incredible what we see when we look at these things. And it's incredible to see how they are increasing. They are increasing, and they're increasing exponentially. That is the really bad part, is it's an exponential rise. And arithmetic is interesting. You know, 1 + 1 = 2, 1 + 2 = 3, and on we go. But when you do it in an exponential form or a geometric pattern, then it becomes much bigger. For instance, 1 becomes 2, which becomes 4, which becomes 8, which becomes 16, which becomes 32. See how now what's happening? 64, 128. Look how quickly we got to that number. And then you'll end up at 1,024 very rapidly because it's exponential. And the other thing is earthquakes. They're happening all the time. It's so many, so often, that are not major, that's not felt, or that's not a big deal where it is felt, that it's only local news, and it's, you just don't hear it anymore. But the Bible talks about those things happening. And it says that it will continue to happen because of the fact the earth is under a curse. And so we go back and we look, and it says, for we know. Now that is a part of the word oida, which is to know completely. It's in the perfect tense. It's to know completely and perfectly well. And it's a root that means we. For we know that the whole creation, what God created, all of it, groaneth. That ETH shows you that we are in present tense. So it is continuing, and it travaileth in pain together until now. In other words, when Paul wrote that, the creation was still groaning and travailing in pain. And today, I'll guarantee you, it is still groaning and waiting for the day that it is lifted up, the day that it is lifted off. And the word groaneth there has the idea of that to come together as all creation to and to be groaning all at once, the entire creation, and travaileth in pain is like a woman who is experiencing labor pains, and it's the earth is in pain, and these things that happen. It's the creation that was made perfect that, because of Adam's sin, has messed everything up. Now, this is my favorite part. And I want you to see this because this is really absolutely my favorite part. The next verse. It says, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. You ever look at things and you look at the, just like the creation says, this is, I want this lifted. And you and I are looking at things saying, well, we'd like to have this lifted. We'd like to have this over. But that is not what he says we're looking for to be lifted. We're looking for something totally different. We're looking for something incredible. Listen to what it says. It says, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption when we will be in heaven, placed there, not just as a child of God, but as a son, a legal heir. That is what we're waiting for when we get to that final place. He said, to wit, so you understand what we're talking about, the redemption of our body, the deliverance of this body. This body groans and pains and says, oh, I long for that glorified body. The creation groans and pains and says, I'm waiting for that creation, the way it was set when it was first made in the Garden of Eden. I'm waiting. And he went on and said, for we are saved by hope. That word, as you've heard me say before, confident expectation. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Now, do you know what he's saying there? He says, when we have the kind of hope that we are going to be changed with our body and that glorified body, this curse is going to be lifted. And we've already, in the mind of God, we're saved as we're ever going to be. He sees the blood. We're adopted. But one day we'll be there in person. And we have that hope that we are looking for his return to lift that curse that we're living in down here. Get rid of that old man, because we have these things that get in our body that weigh us down, that drag us down, that make it where we can't work. We get diseases, and we're dealing, and we're fighting, and we're going through infirmities. That entire passage I just read to you is in the context of a verse that I'm fixing to read now, because it's the next verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us, here we go, with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, can you imagine that? We have creation groaning to be set free. We are groaning to be set free. The Spirit is groaning because we want to be set free, and the creation wants to be set free, and he is interceding on our behalf so that we can be set free. He helps us in our weakness. When I am weak, he is strong. What was that song? I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I love that chorus. Daily walking close to thee, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be. And he says he has groanings that are just, they're inexpressible to you and I. It just can't be done. That is what he does. I just think, wow. Every time I always try to look at everything through the lens of Scripture, and the worse things get, the harder it is to take. I remind myself once again through the lens of Scripture, hey, this is getting us closer. This is getting us closer. If I don't die and I get raptured, either one, whichever comes first, I'm getting closer. I'm going to have the lifting of that groaning, and the earth is looking forward to it as well. What a blessing. What an incredible blessing. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Aren't you glad for that? He not only knows how to make intercession for you, he knows exactly how to do it in the will of God. And then he says, this verse just puts this whole thing into context, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That are those specific verses that we pull out all in its context to show you the groanings and how one day they will be lifted. Well, as we pray, let's remember the recovery today of Miss Joanna and continued recovery of this dear lady from the valve surgery, and for Pastor Barton. And let's remember to lift them up day by day in prayer, as well as others, and say we can intercede for each other as well. And we're grateful the Lord allows us to do that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for these requests. We ask you to encourage them, help them, and strengthen them in this time. We thank you, Lord, that one day you're going to lift the curse of this earth. One day we're going to be done with the old man, and the groanings will be done. We'll be home with you. We'll be seated in glory, adopted and fully redeemed with a body that never has to worry about all these things again. Oh, we look forward to the day. Till then, somebody needs to hear you. And I pray, Lord, that you would save the person that's nearest hell. Well, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is Pastor Walton in for Pastor Barton. Pray you have an absolutely wonderful evening.